Hello, good afternoon. This is Elisa from Family First. May I help you?
Yes, how you doing? This is Lakeisha White.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm calling because one of my clients, I have two addresses. It's Ramadan, as of now, and y'all took her off the schedule for her not being somewhere in the location.
In that case, the caregiver can call me because we are not allowed to discuss prevailing situations with the patient.
She right here on the phone. She right here. Hold on. Here, just...
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. The reason of what I sent you, what I'm asking you the timesheet is because on these dates, you only clock in, you did not clock out. So you have to submit the timesheet for that. And on the 21st, just give me 1 second. It's out of range, so you have to submit the timesheet so you can get paid for those 2 days, okay?
Okay,
please try to send it out as soon as possible.
She said I never clocked out and that the 21st is out of range, so in order to get paid, I have to do the timesheet. So I can't clock in or clock out of range.
Yes, you can, but give me she's not listening for me. Hello?
Hello, yes?
Yes. What I was trying to tell you, I have two addresses, and with the last agency, they put both on. So when you're saying that they're out of range, it's Ramadan. I'm going to be all over the place. So I have my ace has to be with me. Now, if they was not supplying or did not come, I will call and let y'all know because I need my aid on from your agency. But just saying they're out of range is only two addresses. So it's 3052 East Street. That's what you're questioning regarding.
Okay, but here the situation is that also with the other caregiver, Nifasi Johnson, is that they are clocking in, but they are not clocking out. If you want to, I can send you a picture. They are not dismissing the clock out.
Okay, I believe, it's complicated right now. I don't know. I'm Muslim. So it's complicated right now. So if there's a problem with any of my aides, I will definitely let y'all know. The two addresses are, if they're not clocking out, if you're saying.
Yes, I mean, the address is not there. I can put another address and it should be no problem, but the problem here is that there is no clock out.
There's no clock out. When? Did you clock out?
On the, for example, on the 19th, both Nafisa and Amira did not clock out. On the 20th, Nafisa did not clock out. And in the 21st and 22nd was the same situation. The address is not the issue, that they are not clocking out.
So, it's been a rough week. Ramadan just started. It's been a rough week with me. They have to wash me up a certain type of way. It's rough with them. So I apologize if they're not, but this week has been a rough week, and I will make sure they get that together. But somebody has to let me know so that way I can tell them.
No problem. The text message that is sent is to inform them. What we are going to do is, because it's only missing the clock out, I'm going to confirm the visit with you that you are the patient for this week that already passed, but you right now know that they have to clock out. So for this week, they don't have to submit timesheet. This week for February 16 to 22, I'm going to confirm with the BC that as soon as I'm speaking with you, but from now on, you have to keep in mind that you have to clock out, okay?
Okay, I will definitely let them know. I do apologize, like I told you, it's been a rough week for me and my kids, and they have to also help me a lot.
Okay, no problem.
So I do apologize for that, and thank you.
Okay, no problem. Have a great day.
All right. You do so, brother.